You can only learn from the past if you let go of the past. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today we begin a new series called High Holy Days Formula Number 1. It's a special time. We are now just over 4 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah and the High Holy Days, the special month of Tishrei, which has Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. But we are given a month before that called the month of Elul, which begins this Thursday, to prepare. So I thought we would take concepts from the High Holy Days and learn from them, apply them to ourselves, and meditate on them. So as I mentioned, this coming Friday begins the month of Elul, which is known as the month of preparation for the new year. It's also known as the month of very, very great closeness between us and God, where the famous analogy is given that during the month of Elul, God is compared to a melech basadeh, a king in the field. Just like a king who, when he's in his palace, is very inaccessible and very hard to get to. But sometimes he goes out of his palace and mingles with the crowd, and at that time he's very accessible and anyone can approach him. So too, the month of Elul is a time of great closeness. God is in the field, so to speak, interacting with each and every one of us. And we have the opportunity to go forward, to make that connection, and to prepare for the new year. One of the great themes, of course, of preparing for the new year is this idea of tshuva. Tshuva means repentance, or that's at least how it's sometimes translated, but that's a bit of a mistranslation. Tshuva actually really means to return to God, to return to our true godly self, to return and make that connection by improving and growing and atoning and repenting for the past failures and past deeds that were inappropriate and so on. And that's why sometimes the month of Elul is also called Chodesh HaCheshbon, the month of reckoning, the month of stock-taking. It's a time when we're supposed to become aware, think about what has happened in the past, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, and how can we improve. And I wanted to dwell on that a little bit today because we all want to make that growth effective, reasonable, realistic, and sustainable. So how do we do it? How do we talk about it? What does it actually mean? So step number one we'll deal with today, and step number one is the month of Elul really means, firstly, to treat every day as completely fresh, a fresh start. To understand that no matter how many times we might have repeated the same failures, no matter how many times we might have gotten angry with someone, maybe the amount of times we might have not done a particular mitzvah or done something really inappropriate or wrong, the first thing to understand is that God gives us a fresh chance. There was a great writer, I think in the 14th, 15th century, his name was Rabbeinu Yona, maybe a little bit before that actually. And he wrote a book on tshuva, a book on reconnection, repentance, return. And he writes that the essence of tshuva is waking up each day as if it's the first day of creation, as if it's a completely new start, as if we are starting from step one. Now, we need to understand what that means, because surely, tshuva is about thinking about the past. Didn't we just say that Elul is a chodesh ha-cheshbon? We have to think about our strengths and failures of the past, and then fix them and improve on them and grow from them and improve. To ignore the past, to just treat today as a fresh day, doesn't that undermine the whole process of tshuva? And the answer is absolutely not. Of course we have to take responsibility for the past. Of course we have to learn from the past. The past is a very strong teacher for how we grow in the future, as long as we don't become trapped and defined by the past. In other words, we learn from the past, but we are present in the now. God says, when you wake up in the morning, I want you to think, how can you connect to me today? What good can you do now? What improvement can you make for now, for today, in the present moment? real mindful living, really being present in the now. In other words, the first step we have to do, the first thing we have to do is let go of the past. Meaning let go of the past trapping me and defining me. So many times we wake up in the morning and we cannot truly express our true meaning and purpose because we're ruminating on something someone said to us yesterday. We're obsessed with something that I might have done wrong yesterday. I might have hurt someone or screamed at someone or talked not nicely to someone or did something really wrong. And it's occupying my mind with unhealthy guilt. And therefore, I'm totally defined and informed by yesterday and cannot move truly forward today. Step one of the tshuva process is let go of the past. Today's a new day. Today, God treats us as if we are absolutely fresh starters. Now you can start. Once you put yourself in the present, and the present means to understand your depth, your true soul, your true worth, your intrinsic self, which never goes away, which is your godly force, your neshama, and you can always connect to God no matter what your past has been like. I can make today the most amazingly spiritual and meaningful day. Now I can go to the next stage of thinking about the past, what happened in the past, how can I learn from it? How can I make the now better because of what I've learned from the past? That's what tshuva is. So therefore, we start with the month of Elul, and the month of Elul means to let go of the rest of the year, let go of the past, so that I can learn from the past. That takes work. To be present is not easy. We need to let go. It's not an easy process. Let's meditate for a few moments on that idea. First of all, become present as much as you can in the present moment. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. And pay attention to your breath. Breathe in and out. Pay attention, try focus, be in the now. Just notice, firstly, the beautiful rhythm and pattern of your breathing. In and out, in and out. Notice that for a few moments. If your mind wanders, just gently and not judgmentally bring it back. Keep focusing on your breathing. Notice each distinct breath, one from the other. To be present, we need to let go of anything behind us that is stopping us. Let go of the past. Don't define yourself by the past. Now is a fresh moment. Let's feel the letting go. Let's feel the sensation. I want you now to breathe deeply, to hold the breath so that it weighs on you, and then slowly feel the sensation of letting go as you breathe out. Let's try this together. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe all the way into your abdomen, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Keep doing this for a few moments. Notice and feel how your lungs are filling with air. Notice the tightness of holding on, and then feel the relief, the sensation of just letting go. Whenever you feel letting go, you start a new breath, a new moment, a fresh moment. Remember that your breath is the neshima, which is an expression of your neshama, your soul, which has in it a spark of holiness, which is always there. It is that godly spark that gives us that freshness each day. It's a new day, a meaningful day. I will not be held back by yesterday, but maximize the now, the present. Come back to where you are, and just as Elul comes in, this is something to re-emphasize, to refocus on. Try awake, think about this in the morning, maybe during the day, spend a few moments just breathing and feeling the sensation of letting go. Trying to consciously let go each day and give each day your fullest attention as the step one to fixing the past and learning from the past.